Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students in Germany. Listen for not only inspirations from personal stories of international student and alumni community, but also for advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Hello everyone! Welcome to our next podcast episode. Today with us is Marta, that came to Lüneburg from the sunny and warm lands of Spain. She is now a student of the third semester of psychology studies at Leuphana University Lüneburg, and in this podcast episode, she will tell us more about student challenges of living abroad, why she moved to Germany, but also some tips on settling in. Hello, Marta. Thank you so much for joining us today. And let's start from getting to know more about you. Can you tell us something more about who you are and where are you from?
So as you said, my name is Marta and I'm studying psychology. I'm in my third semester right now. I'm 20 years old and I come from Barcelona, Spain. And my main hobbies are mainly music. I like playing music. And also going to the gym.
Right, thank you. So you mentioned that you're from Spain. That's where my second question comes from. Why did you decide to actually leave Spain and come to Germany and eventually end up studying at Leuphana?
Well, I always wanted to go abroad since I was little, actually. When I was 15, I spent a year in England. Doing my GCSEs, and I really liked the experience of being abroad. But unfortunately, when I came back to Spain and I was starting to research about the unis and about the future, I realized that for me, Germany has a better future than Spain. In Spain, there's not a lot of jobs. The education, I find it's not so good and it's a bit more expensive. So I decided to move out. Then I took a gap year and I moved to Frankfurt because I wanted to learn German. And I really, really liked Germany. I liked it as a country. I liked how everything works. So I decided to study my university here. And then I sat down with my father and we looked at universities and made an Excel document with the prices, the location, and every university had a score. And Leuphana, with the total score, ended up being the top one. So Wow. Then I applied here. But it was funny. The Excel was full of complicated algorithms to decide which university would be best. And turns out it was this one.
So you're studying psychology and your course is fully in English. Can you tell us what are the most important topics and which classes do you attend and what's the structure of your course and also maybe what are your favorite parts about it?
Well, yeah, as you said, everything is in English, luckily. I could take some lectures or some seminars in German, but for me, I take everything in English because I don't know that much German yet. How it works is every lecture has a seminar. And we also have what they call complementary studies, which is once a semester you can choose a complementary study or you can explore other topics that interest you. It doesn't really have to relate to psychology. And now in the third semester, I take biological psychology, general psychology, statistics, differential psychology, and educational psychology. And I like them all, but so far my favorites overall have been social psychology because I find it very important to apply it to real life, and I think it's very interesting. And also motivational sciences, because also I think it can help you in the daily life. And developmental psychology was also cool, knowing how your brain develops and how you develop throughout all your life. But I'd say maybe the most important topic would be statistics, because it's for you as well. It's everywhere. Statistics are everywhere. And in psychology, you can't read one single paper without encountering statistics any kind. But luckily, the uni is very flexible. If you fail a module, you can postpone it to the next year. Or if you think that you have too much work and if it's too much credits for you because you're working or because, I don't know, it's simply too much for you. I like it that they're very flexible. So you can postpone it and take as much time as you need, which I find incredible.
Yes, this is really useful indeed. My next question is, how does your typical day at uni look?
Well,
like, for example, like, when do you wake up and things like that?
At the beginning of the semester, I would wake up a bit later, like at 8:30 or something. But now, since the sun is not out for as many hours, I'm waking up at 7 and trying to go to the gym before uni, because all my classes mostly start at 10. So then I get the time to go to the gym before and get a little bit more light than if I woke up later. So yeah, I go to the gym, then I go to class. Normally I have it until 2, sometimes I have in the afternoon, but when I don't, I eat at home. When I have classes in the afternoon, I eat at the Mensa, which is, it's nice. I pretty like it. It's German food, but it's all right. And afterwards, I either hang out with my friends or play some music. And of course, if I have stuff to do, I go to the library.
Okay, so what do you find the most interesting so far about studying at Leuphana that you think you maybe not necessarily would have a chance to encounter while studying at different German universities?
Well, what shocked me when I first got here is how woke people were and how maybe progressive and environmentally conscious everyone was. I think that's wonderful. I don't know if it's because Leuphana is very driven forward and thinking about the future, but everyone is super, super conscious, but not only about the environment and stuff like that, but also about changing things. And I think that's something that surprised me a lot, is that if the students don't like something, they try to change it. And it feels like the university listens. The student council has a kind of a power. For example, now they're trying to change some regulations and you can feel the movement. You can see that people are trying to do things, and people, as soon as they don't like something, they organize very fast to speak up. And I like that, because it seems that the university is being run by, not run by, but it, the students have a voice and we can make some decisions. And I like that. And if you, I mean, the students have changed a lot, and I can feel the student presence, and I can feel them speaking up, and that surprised me a lot. And I think that's very, very cool.
Yes, especially even now we can see the situation with RPO, and all the time next to Building 9, we can see students collecting signatures.
But I think everywhere the students try to change things, but here it seems that they're being listened. And that's nice.
Yeah, that's true. And it's very important. How would you compare studies in Spain to studying in Germany?
Well, I have never made the experience to study at university in Spain, because I came directly to Germany. But I can speak from the perspective of high school, and also when I talk to my friends in Spain, what they tell me. And that the professors are not normally that involved. I feel like they, at least at this university, the professors have a passion, and they are very hardworking, and they want to make sure that you understood everything, and they're not afraid to go above and beyond and stay or answer emails and just make sure that you're comfortable and that, well, basically that you have understood everything and that you have all the help that you need. And when I talk to my friends in Spain, especially the ones that are in public universities in Spain, they tell me, oh my God, I've sent this email to my professor 3 weeks ago and I have gotten no answer. Or this professor just reads the slides and doesn't do anything else. I luckily have not made that experience here. I find all my professors to be very wonderful, and there hasn't been a single time where I have asked the question or I have asked for help and someone hasn't. So I guess that would be the main difference. Another difference is the price, of course. The university here is way more affordable than it is in Spain.
That's true. Because I was also actually doing some research before deciding to come to Germany. I was also considering maybe studies in Spain, but the prices was the thing that actually put me off a little bit. But now when we're talking about Spain, my next question is also about your home country. And I wanted to ask you, what do you miss the most about Spain?
Well, first and foremost, I miss the sun. Because I find that here in winter, it's very, very hard to get a couple of rays of sun. In the past couple of weeks, we have not really seen the sun. The skies have been super gray. So I do miss the sun a lot. It means a lot to me. And also the sea. I don't live that close to the sea, but it just gives me a different energy. Also the food. I don't dislike German food, but I miss Spanish food so much. I don't know if it's because it's tastier or because I like my family cooking for me and not having to take care of that part. But I miss my food and my family, of course, and the warmth of the people, how they're normally just, I wouldn't say that Germans aren't smiling or that they're not open, but I miss that warmth of Spanish people where everyone's smiling at you in the street. And if you go to a shop or to a bar, people are just very open, very smiley. And we touch a lot more than Germans do. We hug a lot. We kiss a lot when we say hi, when we say goodbye. And I kind of miss that. And I think I'm going to get that soon when I go home for the Christmas holidays. Yes. I can't wait to recharge oxytocin and recharge in hugs and kisses.
When are you planning to go back to your country?
Well, I'm going back home in 2 weeks to spend the Christmas holidays. And then I'm going to come back right before the classes start.
Oh, so just for a Christmas break then.
Yeah, but it's enough. I think it's all right.
All right. What are some challenges of living abroad that you encountered here in Germany?
Well, the main challenge is living alone and moving out of your parents' house. But that doesn't really apply to living abroad, but moving to Germany meant paying rent, having my own contracts for light, for gas, for the phone, and that was big. Also going grocery shopping, cleaning not only my room but the whole house, making sure that we have soap, toilet paper, stuff, living with roommates, like the typical things where you live alone. That was a big challenge at the beginning. I think when you get organized it's better, especially with cooking. It's amazing to come home after a long day of classes and your mom saying, hey, here's what's for lunch. But now it's better as everything, you get used to it. But more related to Germany, you have to be careful about how many papers and how many bureaucratic transactions you have to do when you come here. You have to go and do your Anmeldung to the city. You have to be careful and have all the papers in order. I really recommend a folder with every single paper that you have, because that's very, very useful. And all the bureaucracy and all these little things that you have to do are in German. And I asked for help from my friends and from my classmates, and they were all very nice. I was like, hey, I need help with this. They even came with me to some places. So again, German, it being the language that they speak in Germany, was another challenge, because I did study German for 6 months, but that's not nearly enough to live in Germany. Especially German is a very difficult language. But I think as if you practice and if you take the chance to say things in German as much as you can. For example, when you go grocery shopping, you look at the Google Translate to say, hey, I want to pay with card or I want a bag. When you practice and you lose the shyness, everything gets so much easier when you're not shy to practice. And when you have learned these 4 or 5 sentences that you need to go about your daily life. So that wasn't that big of a challenge, or at least not anymore. And another challenge would be that my family is far away, and normally it's all right, but when you're sick, for example, or when you feel lonely, you miss a lot your family. And my advice would be to find your chosen family in Germany. I think when you're an international student, your friendships mean 10 times more than they meant when you were at home, because they become your family. They become your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad. And luckily I have found my chosen family. I have found my friends that act sometimes like my mom or like my sister or like my dad. So it gets better. There are challenges, but it is very, very nice to live in Germany.
Thank you. It's really good that you found your family here, a new one. What kind of advices you would give to prospective students applying to Leuphana University?
Well, my number one advice would be to look for accommodation as soon as you get your letter of acceptance, or even before, because Lüneburg is a small town, which makes it very, very wonderful. It makes it that everything is in a walking distance or a biking distance from the uni. It is very nice, but that also means that it's not that easy to find a flat. And I would say to look for accommodation as soon as possible, especially because we start during the winter semester and you are going to spend more time at home than you think, because it's cold, because it's dark, because you have to study. So I would really try to find a good living situation. However, if you live far away from the university, that's also all right. There's very good public transport here. And if you have a bike, you have no problem. So that would be my advice number one. Another advice, if you're an international student, would be, or just an ERSTI in general, is to take part in as many social activities as you can. Actually, you and I met in an international activity going to Hamburg,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So it is very great, and the university organizes a lot of things, and it's nice. You should be like on top of the Instagram, on top of the emails that they send, because there are very nice things that you can do. I think, did we meet going to Hamburg or going for a beer or something like that? They organize things.
Oh my god, yes. Actually, firstly, we met going for a beer somewhere. It was like a walk for the city or something like that. So yes, there's really a lot of things happening. So it's good to have your eyes open and checking out all the Instagram profiles of our university and student initiatives, because all the time there's something going on. And our uni is really trying its best to organize as many events as possible.
Yes. And remember that every other international student is in the exact same situation as you. So they are probably also looking for friends. They're probably also looking for activities. So yeah, everyone is very open to hanging out and to meeting new people. And that is also nice that everyone is in the same situation, because when you ask for help, they are very, very friendly. Like, another advice would be to, if you need something, just ask. If you have a question, just ask anyone, any other student, an older student, another fellow international. It's all right to ask for help. You are not alone. Everyone has the same questions that you have, probably. So it's nice to find an answer together, or to just ask, to just ask for what you need. And another advice would be to speak more German. Try to speak German. People really appreciate it, even if it's just a sentence, even if it's just saying hello, goodbye, yes, genau, yeah, anything. People appreciate you making the little effort, and you don't need a very good German level to make other people happy. And they appreciate that you're an international student, but you're trying, and it's nice. And it also helps you with your self-esteem and to not feel like an alien or to not feel like an imposter. And I would say just try. And it's funny. People, you're going to find some very funny situations where you say something wrong and people laugh. But you've tried. So it's nice. And the last advice would be, you will have bad days and you will have bad weeks. Especially if you come from a very, very different country than Germany, and you're getting these cultural shocks, or it's too dark for you, or it's too cold for you, or if you feel lonely, it will be hard at some point. But you have to remember that it's just a situation that's happening in that moment, and you have to look back and say, last week I was okay, which means that probably next week I will be okay, and that this situation that you're sad is only a situation, and it's only that moment or that day or that week. And if you were happy before, you will be happy in the future, especially when the summer comes. Everything gets easier when the summer comes.
That's true. I miss summer while listening to your words.
Lunenburg in summer is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it's very charming. Okay, so to conclude all your tips, first of all, applying for accommodation as soon as possible. Also, taking part in as many initiatives as you can find. And most of all, trying to learn language. And actually, our university is providing some language learning programs. So even if you didn't speak any German before and didn't learn it back in your home country, it is still possible to just learn it here. And it can be also easier that way, because you have so many occasions to practice it. And yeah, would you add anything more?
Yeah, to ask for help and to remember that everyone is going through the same thing as you.
Yes, exactly. That's true. My next question is about the future. Did you already make any plans about what you want to do after your graduation? Or maybe it's a bit too early to ask that because you're actually third semester student, right?
Yeah, I have not given it so much thought. I don't know what I want to do for my master's since I have not tried every single area of psychology. I still do not want to decide on that. Unfortunately, I do know that I'm probably not going to go back to Spain. I really, unfortunately, do not see my future there. I really like Germany. I might stay here. I am also looking at England because I was already there and I really liked it and I've been looking forward to going back. Or otherwise, I'm also taking a look at Norway, maybe going even more north. So let's see how it goes. But for now, I don't know what I want to do for my master's, and that's okay.
Yes, that is totally okay to not know yet. Coming back to the topic of Germany, are there any culture shocks you encountered or other things that surprised you about living here?
Well, yes. A lot. But one of them is that Sundays in Germany are very calm and very quiet. Everything is closed. All the shops are closed and people rest. People take it as a rest day. You don't hear much noise. You're not really supposed to make noise if you live in a block of apartments. You're not supposed to be vacuuming or putting whatever. Actually, when I moved to Frankfurt, they told me specifically on Sundays, you cannot put the laundry because it's way too loud and it's Sunday. It's rest day. You have to rest. So that was a shock. You're not supposed to vacuum. Like Sundays are very calm. I think in Spain, we use Sundays to go out or have a little brunch. You see a lot of people in the bars, a lot of people. The streets are filled. However, here the streets, I guess also because the things are closed, are not that full on Sundays. People are just taking it easy and staying at home. Yeah. Also, Germany is very quiet. People in the train are very quiet. You're not supposed to talk on the phone when you're on the train. You're not supposed to talk loud when you're on the train. People in the restaurants are not talking loud at all. And in Spain, we do talk loud. We talk fast and we talk a lot, as you can see, probably. So it was a shock. People are very respectful. And I really think this is a good thing because it comes straight from respect. And when they're in a restaurant, you can't hear the conversation of the table next to you. And the train is super quiet. And I remember the trains in Spain are the loudest thing that you can imagine. Even if you wanted to take a phone call, you can't because you probably won't be able to hear them. So, but I like that. I actually like that. And I have gotten used to this quietness. And whenever I go back home, I feel like everyone's talking way too loud. And I shush them and I tell them, like, please calm down. Like, please don't talk all at the same time. And my family goes like, how German have you become? Really? But I like that. I have enjoyed this quiet. I think it's very respectful. And maybe another culture shock would be the party scene in Germany. In Spain, we go out very, very late. We start leaving the house to go partying around 1. And here, everything starts way earlier. And also the music. Here, most clubs have techno. I'm not the biggest fan of techno. I mean, I'm getting fond of it because I have no other option here. But it's just different. I mean, I do enjoy that because if you go out earlier, that means you can go to sleep earlier and the next day you're not completely done. You can still get something done the next day if you wake up. You don't have to wake up at 4 p.m. You can wake up at 12 and you still have time to do something. But in Spain, we go out really late. Actually, funny story. I invited some friends from the uni to Spain this summer. And we were planning on going out to the club and we were pre-drinking at Maha. I was having a little... Did I say pre-drinking at my house?
I think we so, were but...
pre-drinking at my house. We were having a beer at my house before going to the club with some of my friends from Spain as well. And my German friends were telling me, Marta, it's 12. When are we going to go? It's so late. We have to go to the club. And then my Spanish friends were like, no, guys, the club hasn't even opened yet. Chill. Like we have to wait a little bit more, have another beer, and then we'll go at 1, more or less. And then we got to the club at 1 and it was still empty. So that was a shock here to go out earlier. But again, I have grown to enjoy it. So I guess all the shocks, as soon as you get used to them, are a bit more tolerable and you end up even liking some of them. Okay, just one tiny bad thing about Lunenburg, maybe also a bit of culture shock. The public transport is good, but it stops way too early, in my opinion, like by 9:30. So if you do go out, do take your bike. True. Because you're not going to be able to take the bus home.
That's a very good advice.
So invest in a bike.
That's yes, buy bike.
Yes. And invest in a bike and a good coat to bike with. Because if it rains or if it snows. So I would really recommend to invest in a bike. That would be the ideal solution. If you're not able to invest in a bike and buy one of your own, we also have what's called the Stadtrad. It's an app where you can unlock bikes in different parts of the city. There's several stations with bikes. They're red, very cute, all around the city. And then you can look in the app where the station next nearest to you is and then unlock a bike and use it and leave it in a different station if you can't get a hold of a private bike for yourself. And that works pretty well. And you would normally have to pay, but once you pay the uni fees, the Stadtrat is included. So it would be completely free if you're a student. So either get a bike or try to get familiar with where your Stadtrat stations are.
On top of that, if you want to buy your own bike, you can always visit our university's little bike shop called Konrad. Where you can not only buy some used bikes, but also repair your own one for a very, very low fee.
Yeah, that's right. I have used that to repair my bike and they were so nice and friendly. And it was very cheap, that's true.
Yes, and they're always so nice and friendly, that's true. Marta, I would like to also ask you about what do you think of our student city, Lunenburg? You already mentioned that it's quite small, which makes it convenient to have a walking distance to all the shops. But how about student life?
Well, there is a student life. There is a big student presence, I would say, because the uni holds so many students and the town being small, you can see students everywhere. And it's nice. It's a very... Well, it's a city that offers a lot of opportunities to socialize or party or whatnot. For example, it has the river and a lot of people go to bridge near the river, which is a concept that I was not familiar with. Bridging means sitting on the bridge and drinking there. That's it. But it's one of the funnest things that you can do, especially in the summer.
Yes, I think it's not so common in different countries because in most countries, drinking in public is illegal.
In Spain, it is illegal. You are not supposed to drink in public at all. The city is so emblematic and so old. It's not old looking, but it's nice to see the old buildings because it was not bombed, so everything is super well conserved. Not involving alcohol, there's a lot of green spaces where you can work. There's a cool park where you can go for a nice stroll. There's the river where you can swim. For me, Lunenburg is the ideal uni town because it's small enough where you can drink and go home, get home safe with the bike or by foot, but it's also big enough where you have a lot of things to do.
Thank you so much for taking your time, Marta. It was very interesting to get to know your insight. And good luck with your studies here in Germany.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy that you asked me to be here. And I'm happy that we found each other in the bathroom in the library, because that's how we came up with the idea of this episode. So
yes, exactly.
Let's cheer to coincidences and meeting old friends in bathrooms.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de and every other public podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in and till next time.